From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is the Daily What.
Hello, this is Matt from Whatcast, and it's another Daily What today. And today I wanted to talk about Neuralink. Now, this is the thing in the news at the moment. Elon Musk, the Musk of Elon, has created like a chip. I don't know whether he's individually done it himself, probably not, but he owns a company that called Neuralink, allegedly. Not allegedly, that's what they're called. But you put a brain chip in, and it at the moment, what it's doing is it's allowing paralyzed people to move things with their mind, like to move a mouse on the computer and stuff. I've read this article. I'm going to read it in a second. Also got a bit about these ridiculous days that go on in the world, right? It is today National Backwards Day, believe it or not. So we're going to be looking at what that is coming up shortly. Also got a bit of feedback from the Flat Earth community, as usual, to the show that I did, a Flat Earth debate that I put out just impromptu, recorded a bit of a Flat Earth debate off of TikTok Live because I was doing one on there, and it has melted down people on Flat Earth, and I thought I'd read a couple of them out because it's just funny to me to do that. Right, anyway, let's go straight on then with this Neuralink thing then. Let's just bring this up here on the screen here. There you go. So there he is. There's Elon Musk. Elon Musk says his Neuralink company has inserted a chip into the brain of a human for the first time. I mean, this is helpful for some. I worry where it may lead. Elon Musk says one of his companies has successfully implanted a computer chip into a human's brain for the first time. The tech entrepreneur said his startup firm, Neuralink, inserted a brain chip into the subject. The subject? That's, maybe you should have,
So maybe change the subject.
The subject on Sunday. Musk wrote on X, formerly Twitter. They always have to specify that, don't they? They never know. Like, they always say, it used to be Twitter, so you know. You should have just kept it as the Twitter, Elon, which he owns. The first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. He said initial results show promising neuron spike detection, referencing to the cells that use electrical and chemical signals to send information around the brain and to the rest of the body. Neuralink aims to give those with paralysis the ability to control their devices, including their smartphone. Yeah, because that's what you want. If I couldn't move, I wouldn't want the use of my limbs back. I just want to be able to scroll a bit on the TikTok, right? Scroll down and watch a lot of drivel. Just using their faults. Imagine old Hawking with this, if he was able to use this. It is currently being trialled to test the functionality of its interface and the surgical robot used to implant the chips. Neuralink says the threads of his implant are so fine that they cannot be inserted by the human hand, so a specially designed and built surgical robots carried out the procedure. Can't say this taking off. It's all right if you're like already paralysed, ain't got much of a life. Life's a bit shit. And you think you can have this and it can aid your life. Or it could all go wrong and something might happen. Would you be that bothered if you're completely paralysed? Don't know, right? But as a normal human that everything moves and stuff, would you trust a robot to implant something into your brain because a human can't do it? But a robot can do it. So if the robot just suddenly gets everything switches off or jolts around or something. Bit fucked, didn't you? Musk, the billionaire Tesla and SpaceX boss, SpaceX, said the brain chip company first product is called telepathy. That's what I was imagination there from Elon there. He wrote, enables control of your phone or computer and through them almost any device. Just by thinking, initial users will be those who have lost the use of their limbs. What do you mean initial users, Elon? You're saying like people that are fully able-bodied are going to want this for any reason. It's a bit like implanting the force into your head, isn't it? We just like start choking people from afar and shit like that. Imagine if Stephen Hawking, they all just said this, could communicate faster than a speed typist or auctioneer. What do you mean? What do you mean an auctioneer? Yeah, going once, going twice, brain chip sold to the bloke in the wheelchair over there. Why is it going to be on auction? What are they talking about? It must mean something else that I'm not aware of, right? That is the goal. Neuralink was granted clearance in the US last year for its first trial to test its chips in humans. It plans to install brain chips in up to 11 people this year, and thousands of volunteers have come forward. Have they, though? I suppose, like, oh, I don't know. There he is. He looks like AI himself. I'm not convinced that Elon Musk is a real person, to be honest. I think he might be AI. He might just be a robot. He might be the one doing these operations on these people. A report by one of Musk's biographers, Ashley Vance, described the procedure with a surgeon removing a chunk of skull before a robot weaves in electrodes and super thin wires into the brain. A separate unit sits behind the ear. A separate unit? How big are these things? With wires running directly into the wearer's brain. Musk reportedly urged the team to speed up progress in the wake of a breakthrough last year by rival Synchron. One of whose patients sent a message to X using only his mind. So there's another company beating the Musk of Elon in the race to give everyone the false. And that's what it looks like to me as well. That's how I've just read that. So he sent a message on X using only his mind. I wonder what he said. Fuck off, Musk. Maybe. What happened to the first Neuralink human trial? That was the question. Someone's put that as a question. I'm now going to read out the answer because I don't know. So if you're asking me, I'm just reading this article. I honestly don't know. Right? The first trial focused on people with quadriplegia. That says, I don't know why I'm struggling to read that word because I'm a bit of a bell end. Due to cervical spinal cord injury and I can't even bother. ALS, it's called, right? ALS. In the trial, Neuralink hopes to give people the ability to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their thoughts alone. I guess it's a start, but I'd rather move around a bit. How does Neuralink work and what can it treat? It's another question. I'm not reading this out. Well, I am, but reading the question. Neuralink's device has a chip that processes and transmits neural signals from implants in the brain to a unit behind the ear, and from there to devices like computers and phones. The company hopes that a person would potentially be able to control a mouse, keyboard, or other computer functions, such as text messaging, with their thoughts. Then it says, Neuralink also believes its device will eventually be able to restore neural activity inside the body, allowing those with spinal cord injuries to move limbs. That would be brilliant if it could do that, as long as it ends there. Right. The San Francisco and Austin-based firm also aspire to cure neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's and dementia. Also good. Is Neuralink unique? Far from it, it says here. Not only are there direct rivals such as Synchron, hopefully I'm getting that right, the reading of that word, but there are also several other companies working on implants of various kinds. And there is a picture of it there if you're watching this. This looks weird. It's like a bit of mesh fencing, but on the fingertip. BlackRock Neurotech, writing in the conversation, David Tuffley, senior lecturer in applied ethics and cybersecurity at Griffith University in Brisbane, Australia, says neural implants have been helping people since the early 60s. Really? Also, before the moon landing didn't exist, when the first cochlear implant was placed in a person with impaired hearing. There has been much progress in the 60 years since then. An under-the-radar firm, BlackRock Neurotech, unrelated to the asset management firm, has implanted brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, BCI, in dozens of patients over the last 19 years. Their chips have helped paralyzed patients create art to play Pong in the lab. What? And the company hopes to create a version for use in the home soon, with ambitions to create implants that could deal with deafness and blindness. I thought this was a bad thing. And I'm sure many people out there probably do. But if, imagine if you went blind or deaf and you could just have an implant put in and see again. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? In his typical style, Musk said Neuralink could lead to a future of which man and machine merge. No, thank you. And has promised to install the tech himself. What, he's going to replace the robot? Oh, no, he's going to have it put into himself, I think he's saying. He has made similarly ambitious statements in the past about the technology, which some hope could treat Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Having said in 2019 that it would be testing on humans in 2020, and then the Rona come along, which was the deadliest thing ever. And we had to put masks on to combat it, right? Replying to a question on X, Musk said that the technology could one day be used to stream music directly into users' brains. What? You know, like when you can't get a song out of your head and it's really actually pissing you, you don't even like the song. When that will actually be happening now. Like, say if you fuck, if the Neuralink goes wrong and you have, like, say, Cotton Eye Joe or something playing over and over again on repeat and you have to go and have an operation to stop it happening. That'd be the worst, wouldn't it? He added that the technology would solve a lot of brain spine injuries and ultimately essential for AI symbiosis. I don't want AI symbiosis if it means what I think it means. Musk has previously said, over time, I think we will probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. We keep hearing this. Don't really want to be... I don't want to be besties with...
Gary!
With Gary. If you don't know who Gary is, if you've seen this for the first time or listening to the first time, Gary is AI that I use on this show, right? ChatGPT, to be more specific. It's mostly about the bandwidth, the speed of the connection between your brain and the digital version of yourself, particularly output. That is the end of the article. And then it's got a poll at the bottom. It says, are you a fan of Elon Musk? Shall I do the live poll? What shall I put? Yes, I admire him, or no, I dislike him. I like the fact that we've got free speech on the Twitter, even though I don't use the Twitter. But I think he looks like a bit of a robot prick, to be honest. So I'm going to put no, I dislike him. And there's my vote. So do I get to see the results now? So it was just told me an advert's just come up instead. An advert's covered it over. So that was a complete waste of time. Sorry, Elon, if you're watching. Not Elon. Elon, if you're watching, I think you're right, really. Please don't use the false on me. Right, next topic on the agenda here then. I don't know. Before I move on to next topic on the agenda, I don't really know what to say about Neuralink. I think I kind of said it all there when I was reading that out. What do I think about this? I don't want it. But then I guess in the future, if I've got ailments, I would want it, wouldn't I? So maybe it's a good thing. As long as you don't just, it doesn't become this thing that we all just get put in us. And we all walk around reading each other's minds and shit, moving things with our eyes. Because that'd be weird. I don't want that in my lifetime. I mean, maybe Generation Z or Z or whatever they're called will probably do that. Because then they haven't got to get out of their chairs to do anything. They might enjoy it, but it's not... Do I want it?
No, mate.
No, mate. All right. Today is January the 68th, it seems. But in fact, it is January the 31st, 2024. And it is a big day in the UK. I don't know about the rest of the world, but it is National Backward Day. Never heard of this before. Is it any good, Nathan? What do you think about
it? Bouncy balls, mate.
Exactly. National Backward Day, the day where the world gets turned upside down and inside becomes out and madness becomes sanity. Ain't that every day? Like, ain't that all the time? The world's upside down anyway, I think, right? I think that, you know, when you're saying people can be cats if they want and all that shit, it's a bit of an upside down world, that, isn't it? And, today, if we go upside down from the upside down, do we have a normal day today? That's what I'm asking. there's too much seriousness. There's just too much seriousness in the air, and sometimes you really need to bend the rules and let it hang out. I really hate wackiness. Like when people go on about, oh, just join in, it's National Backward Day. Like pricks will be walking around with their shirts on the wrong way round, potentially today. I'm not sure they would, because I don't think anyone knows about this other than me. I heard it on the radio today, so I thought I'd look it up, and it's true. And then it says here, learn about National Backward Day. National Backward Day is a fun day. I beg to differ. Sounds a bit shit to me. National Backward Day is a fun day that encourages us to do things in order that we wouldn't usually do them in. Oh, great. I wish I'd have known that before I started work. I wouldn't have gone to work today. It'd have been National Backward Day. I'll have Saturday, please. Actually, I'll work Saturdays as well. I'll have Sunday. Take a different direction. Who says that we have to have breakfast first? Oh, bending all the rules, breaking all the rules, having breakfast last. You fucking rebels that do this day, right? You people know how to be wacky. We can start the day off with a slice of chocolate cake or a slice of pizza. It won't hurt for one day of the year, right? After all, we all live our lives doing things the way that we think we are meant to. Cool, these people, they just don't want to conform anymore to breakfast. Or at least to a certain degree. And while your daily decisions may make logical sense, it's fun to have a day whereby you do everything differently. People all over the world observe National Backward Day, do they? Fuck me. Do you observe it, Gary?
Got it.
Oh, that's a good reply there. It's very popular with children, especially... and you will often see activities that go on at schools, never seen this ever, for kids to participate in. However, there is no age limit when it comes to National Backward Day. Whew, thank God for that. I thought I was going to miss out on all the fun then. Now I'm allowed to join in. I feel much happier about it, obviously, right? And we would encourage everyone to get involved, no matter whether you are 6 years or 60 years. It doesn't, like 60 is the oldest age you could possibly get, they could think. Who doesn't like to have a bit of silly fun? Me, that's who, silly fun's wank, as far as I'm concerned. Do something that's actually fun. Putting your clothes on backwards and having Weetabix in the PM ain't my idea of fun. Perhaps you could wear your clothes to bed and your pyjamas during the day. Yeah, because that'd be fun. What would be the comedy in that then? So if you went to bed in jeans and a t-shirt and was really uncomfortable or like, but at least you're joining in, and then you wake up and go to work in your wank pyjamas. Like, does anyone wear pyjamas? Like, some people still wear them pyjamas, or like the shirt with a button-up, like blokes I'm talking about, and then pyjama, like the Scrooge pyjamas, I call them. Like what Scrooge wears, like stripy with a fucking, and the stupid night hat, and they're walking around with a candle. Does anyone do that when they go to bed? Probably not. I'm probably completely deluded in thinking that. But if you do that, have a bit of fun and do it during the day today and go to bed in a suit. That'd be hilarious. No. The history of National Backward Day. National Backward Day has a really long history, far older than the name of the holiday itself. In almost every culture, there came a time of year when all societal rules got turned on their head. Rome had Saturnalia, a day where all the social norms were turned on their head. Gambling was no longer forbidden. I have a bet today then, if you're in, when was this? Rome, ancient Rome. And the masters took the day off serving their slaves at the high table. Yeah, slaves, today you eat. We'll pretend to be you just for a day. That'll be jovial, won't it? You can all starve again tomorrow and for another year afterwards. But for today, you can be us. Not really. If you speak out of turn, we'll still kill you, right? That's what happened. There are other cultures throughout the world that celebrate this changing of the guard, this overcoming of mores and exemplifying of wildness. Wildness! In the end, it all comes down to questioning the way the world is established and the rules that we have in place to govern our behaviour. National Backward Day isn't just a day of silliness, you got that right, but of mental revolution, yes. All you conformists out there can take a day off and some cornflakes in the evening. In terms of the date that we all know and celebrate today, though, this was created by Megan Emily Scott. Sounds like a right laugh. And Sarah Nicole Miller back in 1961. One of the 29th of January. What? It's the 31st today. They were thinking about making arts and crafts while they were busy on the Miller family farm, milking the cows. This is when they had an idea. Later on in the evening, they sat down together and wrote down some rules, just so they could break them, was it? It was not long before the idea got out and reached all of the people in the town. When the two women were walking around 2 days later on the 31st of January, they noticed that everybody was doing things backwards. Oh my God, I'd love to have been around in those times. How to celebrate National Backwards Day. Think you've established this. It all starts when you get up in the morning. Wear your clothes inside out and your underwear as your outerwear. Or be a bit more reasonable and slip into your pyjamas. Bit shit, that. Have a nice hot pizza for breakfast and answer the phone with goodbye. Thanks for calling. When you get to work, tell your boss you're glad he made it in today and hand him a dollar as a bonus for his hard work. Bit shit in the UK ain't got dollars. And I wouldn't give anyone any money because it's a cashless society, basically. When lunchtime comes around, have yourself a nice helping of dessert. Greet everyone throughout the day with a goodbye. You've done that joke already. And as you walk out the door, say hello. They'll get it if they're all joining in, though. But that hilarity ensues. Tears of laughter running down people's faces. Say hello to everyone and tell them to have a great day. These are just some of the wonderful doses of insanity you can add to everyone's day on National Backward Day. At night, when it's time to go to bed, turn off the alarm, get into your work clothes and crawl into bed. And then it says in brackets, okay, turn the alarm back on. You'll need that tomorrow. You don't go too far with this hilarity. This is a great way to celebrate National Backwards Day and add a little madness to the mundanity, is that a word, of life and free your mind from the tyranny of normal. We would definitely recommend that you document your National Backward Day online if you are a social media user. This can be a fun way to get other people involved. I'm telling you now, if I see anybody documenting their National Backward Day on life, the internet, I am literally going to abuse them in their own comment section for being such a bellend. We're sure that your Instagram feed will be filled with lots of funny clips, or will it? Let's see. You can also look at the National Backward Day for more a serious perspective. If there is a task that you've been trying to conquer for some time and you do not seem to be having much success with it, why not scrap your approach and do things differently? This is something that we are sure a lot of people can relate to in the workplace. Sometimes it helps you rip up the rule book and you look at things from a different point of view. If there is one day that you're going to give this a try, this is the day to do it. Also, there's a lot of other days. National Hot Chocolate Day today. Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day today. Those are the days. I think I'm going to keep this page up because it's a calendar thing and it tells you what every day is. Right? But yeah, I thought that was a bit shit, to be honest. So let's get that off of there. Right, so... one more thing then before we go today. As I know you've all enjoyed hearing about National Backwards Day. I know that that's amused people greatly. What's it really dark in here now? Hold on. Turn my light up a little bit here. Just a tad. Right, so a bit of feedback. So we did, I have, every now and then, I go on to the TikTok and do debates or do lives, and sometimes I do Flat Earth because everyone knows my views on this drivel. And I put a show out a little bit ago, a few weeks ago now, that I'd recorded because it was going quite well. I'd recorded it in two halves. A couple of people I had big arguments with and they fucked off and was babies about it. And then some people come on and talk normally. And I predicted Flat Earther's behaviour to this show and how they, the people tell me that I won't debate flat earthers, would always make excuses that I handpick them now, even I'm sitting alive and anyone can join. Well, here's a bit of feedback. A couple of people in the last week, obviously this show's done quite big numbers because there's a lot of flat earthers. There's a growing number out there always looking for their confirmation bias. And they're clicking on things to listen to and then getting very upset when it doesn't go the way that they hoped it would. Because obviously they know the truth because they are truthers. I will tell you this. It says here from, I've got to, this is what they're actually sounding like. So I'm just going to play what they sound like in general life while I talk about this. Access Murders says, why debate somebody that doesn't know anything about the subject? Dumb podcast. Well, that's what that person said. JD Davenport. I'm not sure if this person has ever... commented before. The name looks familiar, but I'm not sure. The ignorance and condescension, the windows ain't steaming up here, is maddening. Maybe debate someone that has actual weight to their stance. You nerds ganged up on an unarmed man. Do better, it says there. Right, so that is the feedback this week. There's been more before. I've noticed something about flat earthers. I'm not going to go a big flat earth rant here, but I've noticed something about flat earthers. They cannot ever be pleased. You would never debate anyone. You would never debate. I was trying to debate, not even debate, because it's not a debate, because I wouldn't have a debate with these people because they don't want... I want to talk about flat earth with people. No flat earthers ever want to speak about flat earth. They want to speak about their misunderstandings of science. Condescending is so ironic. These people condescend to anything in science. Like, there's people that actually are in this field and their life's work is this, and these people that have no knowledge of it whatsoever talk in a condescending way to these people that have studied this forever. Like, somehow they're more intelligent than them because they've figured out it, none of it's real. And the scientist that tests it all the time is just an idiot that doesn't realize yet. It needs these people to lead him in the right direction. And you always get the same. Like, JD Davenport, If you say do better, please come on the show and explain the flat earth map to me. You won't. And the other guy, forgetting your name, it's all weird letters and shit, claiming that we're ganging up on an unarmed man. Like, I'm hand selecting these guests. I'm sorry. Just an explanation again. When I was doing this particular live, I was letting everyone come up and speak. And just so happens, a lot of them weren't flat earthers. They just wanted to join in the debate. But I didn't know that beforehand. And I wasn't vetting anybody. I was just letting people join. I was saying in the room, any other flat earthers, continuously, you can hear me saying it. Do any flat earthers want to come up and talk? Anybody? And people throw these names at me. Caleb. You wouldn't talk to Caleb. Newsflash, Caleb's blocked me. Right, Caleb, I mentioned him, I laugh at him a couple of times and he blocks everybody. This is a complete coward that his debates are fucking embarrassing. He sits there and just tries to set his own set of rules. He'll only debate on his own Flat Earth Friends channels. And I wouldn't debate him because the debate is stupid. I'm not making a case for anything. I just want a flat earther to answer questions about the flat earth map. They never will because they can't. And all they have is condescending shit about the things they don't understand. If there's any flat earthers out there that you have a model that you would love to explain to put me in my place, any of you, then you know where I am. Or the people listening to this, go hit them up and play them this clip. Because none of them will. They'll just say, yeah, flat emergency landings only work on a flat earth. And all this debunked drivel that they come out with all the time. They don't want to ever talk about what they believe because they know it's utterly embarrassing and all they have is mockery. And when you mock them, they block you. Caleb for Exhibit A. Derek, Exhibit B. These people just block you and I get these other people coming in trying to debate me. It's that tractor boy that I told to go fuck himself, keeps changing his ID to come in and try and school me. The shit he comes out with, Unbelievable. I can't even talk to this dickhead. But yeah, if you didn't like that show, if you're a flat earther and you thought somehow we was, just to get it out there to you, I didn't know any of the people that were siding with me. I never brought them in as backup. They just requested and I accepted like I was with anybody. They just happened to be people that believed the same as me. I didn't know them. I still don't know them. And the flat earthers had come up. That was who was there. There were so many people, just like you, JD Davenport, and you, the other guy, in the comment section with all of the knowledge in the world. And I'm saying to him, please come up then and present, bring forth your evidence. And they would, it ain't worth it. Well, then if it ain't worth it, why do you get so triggered all the time and send me shit like this? This is what I hear when I see this feedback from people. I don't think I've ever put out Flat Earth content without getting my inbox filled up with people either talking to me like this or people telling me that I'm somehow dodging people that have blocked me. Insanity. Anyway, I thought I'd just mention that feedback at the end. But the only reason I kind of done that bit at the end there is because I promised to do it at the weekend show and people have fed back to me saying, oh, well, I like hearing the Flat Earth feedback. Why didn't you read it out? And I just chose not to. Because on this show,
there's no bias.
I haven't played any Fox Porn for a while. No, that's enough of that. Right, thanks for listening to the Daily What. What do you think about Neuralink? Please feedback on the Spotify. That's where you'll always get read out if you feedback on there. Follow on all the social media, Instagram at Whatcast, TikTok at Whatcast Podcast, Facebook at Whatcast, Twitter/X at Whatcast. I don't know where else I'm. YouTube, Whatcast. Rumble, Whatcast, yeah. So go follow me everywhere and all that malarkey. Thanks very much for watching today and listening. Also, I'll keep thinking there's way, way more listeners than there is viewers. Viewers we still struggle with because we've only just started trying to do that recently. But thanks for watching, listening, etc. If you're a flat earth and you're offended, I do apologise, but when I'm getting this shit all the fucking time, I'm going to react to it, right? And I am going to defend my position. If that offends you, I can't help it. I'm sorry. I know there's some decent people out there. Do apologise if you get fed up with and feeling like I'm mocking you all the time, but I get fed up with being sent the shit, so I'm going to reply to it. Adios. Cheers. See you all later.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.